Hello and welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Morneau. KRWG News is interviewing candidates that have announced that they are running for the 2nd Congressional District seat of New Mexico. This week on In Focus, our guest is a candidate running for the Democratic primary for that seat. Please welcome David Bach. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Now, I'd like to start off, if you could give our audience a little bit of a hint of, you know, why you are running for this seat, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us some of your background.
Sure. Well, I'll start off with a little bit of my background. So I grew up on the Texas-New Mexico border, down near Sunland Park, about a mile from the Sunland Park racetrack. And my dad was studying here at New Mexico State, so he was commuting here every day. And my mom was an English teacher in public school. So, grew up to really appreciate the natural beauty of this area. My parents took me hiking in the Oregon Mountains before I was old enough to walk. I was strapped to my mom's back and, you know, out hiking and out in the Gila wilderness. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister, and he when it came time to have me baptized, he said, "Let's go out camping, let's do it out in the Gila River." Because nature has always been really important to our family, and especially the magnificent public lands we have here in New Mexico. And so really those experiences growing up in this area and learning to love the land, having really special experiences with my family in the land, really inspired me to want to go into a career of protecting the environment. So I studied biology and philosophy in undergraduate, and with sort of the idea that I wanted to go into environmental law. And that's in fact what I did. I was very fortunate that I studied really hard in undergraduate and, you know, managed to keep my grades up, and then I was able to get into Harvard Law School. And so I focused on environmental law there, and then I went out and worked with a group called Natural Resources Defense Council, trying to promote clean energy and reduce harmful air pollution, and actually met with the Obama administration White House to talk about some of the policies that were going into the Paris Climate Agreement. And so that's kind of my background, is, you know, and the reason why I kind of wanted to get into politics is because after this last election, all of the progress that we had been making on trying to protect our environment, trying to create clean energy jobs, was all in jeopardy. And we're seeing that right now with the Oregon Mountains being in jeopardy.
You're talking about the recent executive order from President Trump reviewing national monuments. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. So, I think that it's, I think it's very misguided as policy. I think that especially down here in southern New Mexico, there's a tremendous amount of pride in the Oregon Mountains desert peaks, and there rightfully should be. I mean, this is a really special lands that we have, not just the Oregon Mountains, which everyone knows and loves, but you get out to places like the Aden Lava Flow Wilderness Study Area, you get to Picacho Peak. There's just so many beautiful places with so many cultural, so much cultural significance. So absolutely it deserves to be protected. The other thing with the National Monument Review there is that I've studied the Antiquities Act, which is the law that creates the national monuments, and read some of the cases. Actually, the Grand Canyon was originally protected under the Antiquities Act. So people say, oh, it's just about protecting little small things. It's not supposed to be these grand landscapes. Well, the Grand Canyon is far bigger than the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument. And it actually went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, this is what it was designed to do, to protect these special places. But the Antiquities Act doesn't include anything about repealing or shrinking monuments. So I think, if they try to do that, it will be found to be illegal. But I'm confident that, with the support in this community we're seeing, it won't happen.
The Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument is nearly 500,000 acres of protected land.
Right.
A lot of the argument with that is that it's too large, and that it should be a little bit smaller, and it's prohibiting economic opportunities here in New Mexico. Do you have any thoughts on that, about the size of the monument? Is it too big?
I would strongly disagree with that. I think that, yes, we want to have economic opportunities, but the thing is, people say, oh, the ranchers are against it. Well, I'm out hiking at Picacho Peak, and I see a bunch of cows. The cows are still there. You can still ranch. those opportunities are still there. And I mean, one thing I would like to see is more access to some of these areas of the monument, because I have a Prius actually, going with the environmental stereotype, and I can't drive to some of these trailheads, so I have to go with someone who has a truck, and you know, it's amazing areas, but I think you know, part of what's motivating this idea of, oh, it's too big, is people don't have access to some of the really special parts out in the other area. So that's one thing that I would like to see, you know, when I'm in Congress, is say, first of all, let's protect this, you know, not shrink it at all, but let's make it more accessible, so people can see the petroglyphs. People can see, I mean, this the Kilbourne Hole, this massive crater that was used to astronauts did training there. I mean, just a really interesting place. Let's get it so that people can actually see that, and we'll see even more economic development than we've already seen.
I've already, you know, I know it seems like you definitely have a lot of experience in environmental work, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's obviously a passion of yours. What other issues do you think are of great concern in the right. second district?
Right. Well, I think that the economy is huge. I mean, I really think that the middle class has not recovered from the recession, and we're under siege. I mean, and you see that in a lot of ways. Obviously, healthcare is one thing that, you know, that was under threat. It seems like we've beaten it back for now, that we'll at least be able to keep what we have. But there's still people that haven't been able to, you know, that aren't able to have coverage, and that's wrong. I think that everyone, I think healthcare is a right, and that everyone needs to be able to get it.
If elected, how do you feel like you're going to address the issue of healthcare?
Well, I mean, the first thing would be to oppose any cut to Medicaid, any cut to Social Security. These programs are really vital to New Mexico. 44% of people in our district are on Medicaid. So that was one thing that I was very disappointed in Steve Pierce voting for a bill that would have slashed that program. Going beyond that, I think we need to have, you know, we need to expand access. And one thing I'd like to do right away is to let people buy into Medicare if they're working age. And, you know, here in New Mexico, actually, I'm actually on the Affordable Care Act. I bought insurance through the exchange, and it's pretty affordable here. But some states, they only have one insurer, and so it's basically a monopoly, and it drives up the cost quite a bit. So what you need in those states to make sure the market functions as it should is to say, have a public option, say you can buy into Medicare, and that will force the private insurers to keep their costs down.
And now, if one of the things with the Affordable Care Act is that there is, you know, people have to get health insurance
right.
or else they are going
there's a penalty right
to face a penalty. Now, with the possible removal of that penalty, what are your concerns about that and how it's going to impact healthcare
right.
affordability?
Well, look, no one likes to have to pay a penalty, and you know, I think that there are good arguments that really it should not even be. Healthcare shouldn't be a private commodity, that we should be moving toward a public system. But I do think that at this, the way the market is structured, you can't just repeal the penalty, because then you'll have what's called a death spiral, which means, you know, you only go in to get insurance right before a major surgery. And the Affordable Care Act says anyone has to be able to buy insurance whether or not they have a pre-existing condition. And everyone likes that. I mean, we understand that, you know, it was a really bad time in this country when someone with diabetes couldn't get health insurance. So that part of the law has to stay. But if you take away the penalty, you could have crashing of the market. So because it would just drive up the premiums, because the only people who would be buying in would be people who would have some serious medical costs coming up. And so to offset those costs, the insurers would have to raise premiums. That would drive even more healthy people off the market. So, you know, I do think it's a necessary evil for now to have the penalty. But I do think that moving forward with allowing people to buy into Medicare and eventually moving more toward that model, I think would be good.
All right, David, unfortunately we're out of time, but I want to thank you very much for being here on
yeah.
In Focus. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we want to thank you very much for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. We'll see you next time.